Lovey, give us a kiss then. This is Sanford Singh Lo with the Lowdown on Science. Kissing can be a beautiful expression of love, but kissing also has an uglier side, spreading disease. So what can kissing tell us about epidemiology? Enter Troels Arbel and Sophie Rasmussen. They looked throughout history to see where swapping spit and germs began. Prior research suggests that kissing was widely introduced in the Bronze Age, accelerating disease transmission. But Arbel and Rasmussen disagree. They show that accounts of kissing appear hundreds of years earlier and in many cultures. This implies that kissing did not spread from one culture to another. Instead, it's a universal practice, possibly older than humanity itself. However, kissing practices vary between cultures, likely affecting disease transmission. For instance, a mouthier society may have spread disease more quickly than a conservative one. Fully exploring this research will require experts from many fields pairing up. Just pop them in first, love.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and LAIST, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.